It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Made it to Friday here this morning, and I read this whole thing about if you can't stand on one leg for 30 seconds, you're old.
Okay. And you couldn't do it?
No, I actually, I was able to, yeah, I mean, I'm doing it right now, and I'm not, like, losing balance. But I was sitting there going, man, like, when I try to, like, hold my leg and, like, stretch my quadricep or something like that, you know, like, bend at your knee and kind of hold your leg, I feel like that's about a 50-50 thing where there will be times when I could just hold that pose for literally a year. And other times, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to fall over in 5 seconds. So I don't know where this whole thing falls on the list for me, where this study found that standing on one leg is a pretty good indicator of how fast you're aging. So if you struggle with it, you might be old.
Okay, then. I'm not going to try it right now.
Why not?
Because I know I'm not capable of it right now, this early in the morning. I'm going to have to wait until, like, that's a midday kind of a project for me.
So what does that mean?
Probably old right now. Like right now I'm old.
Yeah, it's really your non-dominant leg. So so if you like kick a ball with your right leg, then try it on your left. Yeah.
Ooh.
Or if you kick a ball with your left leg, you try to do it on your right. But yeah.
That may not bode well for me.
So yeah, it's basically like 30 seconds. If you can do it 30 seconds, then I think that's good. So that could be a good indicator this morning. You know, maybe if you get up and you like do some stretching or whatever, or you walk around and get your blood going. You know, maybe you could just try the whole balance thing. And
yeah, but then if
see
you
where
fail,
you
does that set the tone for your day like in the wrong way?
If it's too easy for you, try doing it with your eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
If you can do it with your eyes closed, that means you might even be healthier.
Okay, great. Well, see, my fear is you try it in the morning, you fail, and then you're like, oh, that's great. I'm old. And then that kind of sets a tone for the rest of the day. So I just kind of wait until later to try those little tests because I don't like to start my day off in the wrong way.
Well, it could be a way to motivate you.
Mm.
Motivate you to better your health.
Yeah.
See?
No,
that's what we're
just
doing.
Get upset.
This is Health Corner here this morning.
Health, okay.
Yeah. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Riley calling us from Utica. Hi there, Riley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Riley just dyed her hair red. She's feeling sassy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I like it.
So what? So on the scale of red, is it more the brunette or the more purple or the more orange red?
Or is it Ariel?
It's definitely like if brunette and Ariel somehow merged and had a child.
Ah.
Nice.
Very dark, dark red.
Okay, like that.
I bet it looks amazing on you.
Riley drives a Chevy Equinox, is an optometric technician. So she preps you for eye surgery.
Nice.
And is currently dating. So enjoying being out there. So, wait, now listen. Wait, hang on a second. Riley, so in the current dating scene, how are you frustrated with it? Or are you satisfied with kind of how it goes? I've heard it's tougher now than it was maybe when Kelly and I were dating.
Oh, and it was tough back then.
I think there's a lot of differences versus 20 years ago to now.
Yes.
Fortunately, with my current boyfriend, I didn't have to do like Tinder or the dating websites. And we met through a friend and we didn't have to worry about too much after that.
Oh, that's good.
That's organic.
I like
and
that.
That's good because like you knew people, the new people, and yes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good.
All right, Riley, let's cut to the chase. Let's get to Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yep, three stories you got to figure out. Is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? It's that simple. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. First one.
This is Luke. I ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit.
Luke.
Yeah, I love that he identifies
himself.
It's
Luke.
Yes, ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit.
Chasing a rabbit.
I'm going to say that's a little kid.
Little kid? Okay.
Yeah.
Little kid chasing after an animal.
Yes. Although a drunk person could see a cute little rabbit and, like, I need to go pet that cute little rabbit. But right. I'll stick with you, little kid.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
So, yeah, I was a little kid.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Luke.
And we're going sneaking up to Picacho Hills here in Las Cruces to meet a couple girls and decided to chase a rabbit. And I ran into the fence, but yeah, thanks, bud.
You might have been a drunk adult telling
me that. I was going to say, he was having fun telling us that story. All right, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult, Riley.
I broke my best friend's nose by throwing a Pepsi can off his face.
Oh. Okay.
That's a drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
Yeah, I think
all
so,
right.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, party trick.
Both of you saying party trick?
Yeah.
All right, both of you saying drunk
100%.
Drunk adult.
Well, I was a drunk adult.
Yep, you're right. Two for two. Yeah.
Well.
But so was he. I tossed my best friend a nice cold Pepsi, but I threw it way too hard, slipped out of my hand or something. And my friend didn't see it coming, hit him square in the face, broke his nose.
Oh. Ouch.
Here's a Pepsi. Catch.
Hey,
oh, you
think
didn't
fast,
catch.
Buddy.
Oh, dang it.
Think fast.
But he was drunk, too.
That's the best part of it. Yeah, well, he
exactly.
was, too.
Well, yeah, but.
I know. All right, Riley, you're doing well. You're doing well. All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult, last one.
I got caught undressing a Miss Piggy doll and then drawing nipples on her.
Oh.
You know what Miss Piggy needs?
Yep,
nipples.
let's go with little kid.
Little kid, no
kid. Yeah. I feel like little kid only because Miss Piggy seems to date this a little bit. I feel like
a
this
little.
Was back in the day. Little kid. We're sticking with little kid. That's what I'm right, saying.
I think it's a little kid as well.
Okay. Yes. All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
There you go. Yes. Little kid.
I was spending the night over at my buddy's house. When no one was looking, I decided to undress his sister's Miss Piggy doll, and I drew nipples on it.
Well, yes, it needs to be anatomically correct.
That's right. That's right.
How I else mean, is she going to feed the little baby piglets?
That's right. Kermit's kids.
Right?
All right. Riley, you have been a pleasure. We're going to hook you up with a prize. Thank you for hanging out with the show this morning.
Play the game and good luck with the boyfriend and the sassy hair.
Yes, right.
Yes, thank you.
All right, hang on the line another quick sec. I get info from you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, we need more of those
stories. We do.
Are you drawing nipples on things? Are you tossing ice-cold Pepsis at your friends and they're catching them with their face? Anything really flies in this game. So if you got one,
right.
do a little voice. Note, give us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Setting the bar, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I'm struggling to think of a worse way to break up with someone, but if you can manage to make it through the day without hiring a couple of influencers that look like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead to give you a video message asking for a divorce,
what?
You're doing okay.
What?
Yeah, so apparently some guy paid a couple of identical twin influencers on Cameo to tell his wife he wants a divorce.
What in the world?
Someone ordered a Cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce. What's up, Victoria? We just want to say that David loved you so much, but he doesn't love you anymore.
Oh,
and
my
he
God.
Wants to get a divorce. Does separate it?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, it was like she was super fan of Beavis and Butthead and thought maybe it would take the sting out of it a little. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if the divorce was friendly and maybe this is an inside joke or.
Oh, I hope it is, because if not, well.
Yeah, or this guy is like really bitter and wanted to absolutely break the news in the worst way possible. Well, he's figured it out with this cameo from the Voros twins on TikTok.
And I can't believe they did it, but then I can believe they did it because I think people will do anything for money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
And again, these two kind of look like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
A little bit. I've never heard of them before.
Well,
but okay.
Well, I guess you too, if you wanted to pay these guys to deliver a message.
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce.
Oh, wow. I can't. Again, I need the backstory to this. And I hope that she thought it was funny. And that they just decided at the same time they were going to get a divorce. And that's kind of how this is. But if she is blindsided in this way, oh my.
Like I said, I mean, post-it note, pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, ghosting.
Yes.
Pretty bad.
Oh, that's the worst, because then you don't know what happened to them.
This cameo from influencers saying you wanted a divorce, maybe the worst.
That's up there. So this is actually coming from that video, so we have no idea who ordered it.
No, I know.
Or their story at all. And we probably will never know.
Probably never will.
Because I can't imagine anyone's going to come forward and say, yep, that's me.
Yeah, that was me. Unless the divorcee is like... Yeah, that's how I got broken up with.
That, yes.
Does a stitch.
So we should be trolling Reddit, maybe. Maybe I feel like that's where that'll show up.
So anyways,
right?
That's your setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without hiring a couple of influencers that look like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead to give you a video message asking for a divorce, you're doing okay.
It's really not a good Beavis impersonation either, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I don't think they were impersonating him in voice, just they in
were,
look.
Well, I think they were trying a little, but it wasn't great.
I don't know. Anyways, that's your setting the bar story.
Wow.
On 997 EJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
That kind of leaves you speechless a little.
A little bit. So it started with a broken diffuser on the light in our kitchen.
Oh, okay.
That's where it started. I'll tell you how now all of a sudden it's snowballed.
Oh, is that how you asked your wife for a divorce?
Coming up. No!
Okay.
On 99.7 DJ. You ever get into a little project and then you realize, oh, this isn't going to be little? It's 99.7 DJX. It all started for me with a broken diffuser. Now, Kelly, if I said diffuser, do you know what that means?
Well, there's a couple kinds of diffusers. So there is like a essential oil kind of diffuser.
Okay,
right?
So what I'm talking about.
There's a hair diffuser that,
yeah,
you know, curly hair.
I'm talking about like the thing that covers up fluorescent lights.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's, yeah, a diffuser. So we have like a big fluorescent light, you know, that's been in our kitchen for a long time. You know, and just recently the diffuser just fell out.
It just fell out
and it shattered.
Ooh, and well, that's a sign that, you know, that needs to be fixed.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And so we were like, all right, well, I guess we're going to take this opportunity to maybe we want a different light fixture.
Oh,
you know, a central,
yes,
central light fixture in the kitchen.
You know, lighting can make a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're like, you know what? This is kind of a good opportunity to do that. And so we're like, okay, cool. So we find a new light fixture. We order it. It comes. And so I take down the fluorescent light and I realize, oh, you know what? For years, we just painted around this.
Oh.
So now there's like a big blank spot in the ceiling where
that
doesn't match the rest of the ceiling. And we're like, all right, well, I'm going to have to, you know, maybe clean that a little bit and prime.
Do we have any of the extra ceiling paint, hon?
And prime it. And we did. Yes. So,
okay.
So that was good. So I went through and I was like, all right, so we'll sand it. We'll like do it. And so while I'm doing that, you know, my wife walks over to me and she's like, all right, so what if we redo the countertops with marble? And I'm like, wait. Hey.
You went from, hey, hun, let's get a new light fixture right. to, hey, hun,
wait
let's get new marble countertops.
And it doesn't stop there.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking about a backsplash. And we could just repaint the entire kitchen.
Why not?
And I look at her and I'm like, wait.
It's like, babe, it adds value. It adds value. Think of the value it's going to add to the house.
We started with replacing a light.
Sure.
And now we're looking at...
remodeling your kitchen.
well, do we do marble or do we do butcher block? Or do we do, what kind of backsplash do we do?
And well, I'm like... What goes well with the cabinets unless you're going to change those?
I know, right. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it literally went from a quick little couple day project of, repainting and sanding and then mounting the new light to all of a sudden we're looking at, all right, we're okay, what kind of marble do we need to redo the floor? All right, well, if we do that,
you probably should redo the floor.
Yeah,
too,
we should probably redo the floor because the floor, I mean, it went with the old decor. So
yes.
You know, I mean, we don't need to go through all this and all. So I don't know if you've ever been in this situation where a project starts off itsy-bitsy.
Just going to be a little quick change.
Yes, just a little quick change. And then all of a sudden, you're walking the aisles there, looking at different countertops, looking at new sink fixtures.
And you know what, babe? We need a new dishwasher.
and we can't have this whole thing with the old appliances that we have in there, right?
It's going to stand out and look so bad.
Why would we? Yeah, so I'll keep you updated. But
Are you taking before and after shots? You need to be documenting the whole process.
No.
Do you forget what you do?
Well,
you need to share all these things with us. When you talk about it on the radio, we're going to need the befores and afters.
What I will say, though, is...
Take us along the journey.
Is I forgot what the previous owners painted the kitchen before we took it over. And it was like, you know, our kitchen is not huge... But they had painted it this very dark, dark burgundy color.
Oh.
Which all
makes
over.
Makes the space feel smaller.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. And so that peeked through when it reminded me of that as I had unearthed that color when I took down the light from the ceiling.
Yeah. Lighter colors are going to make it feel more spacious.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways.
Which you kind of redid the cabinets thanks to making some popcorn once.
Well, yeah. So all that.
A little fire. So those are still relatively new, right?
Yeah. In so I, yeah. So I again.
What color did we make those?
White. But started with a little project.
Yeah.
Maybe snowballing to a much greater project.
Yeah,
exactly. Keep you posted on that. I don't know if you've been in that situation or not, but I am currently living it.
That's great. Your wife is notorious for, you know, just kind of starting things.
Yeah.
Like before, when you learned you needed to fix the stairs, she just ripped the carpet off the stairs.
Well, yeah, there was a very old story of when she decided that, you know what, we're going to replace the stairs. So we're going to start with ripping the carpet off the stairs. And I came home to the carpet.
She's a helper.
To the carpet ripped off the stairs in the front yard.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, well, she's a helper.
Yeah.
And that's what's great.
Absolutely.
She gets it started.
And you know what? You know what? It worked. We did
it. There you go. See?
And the stairs look great and have
she
been ever since.
She has a
way
of getting things done.
All right. So anyways.
That's great.
Brady texts in. My wife asked if I could just help power wash. Small part of the front of our house, which, by the way, side note, power washing is very, very therapeutic.
Oh, yeah.
And then he says, which then turned into doing the entire driveway.
Yeah.
Then followed by the patio.
Yeah.
Then had to carpet clean the entire house. Let's just say a 20-minute project turned into 6 hours.
Absolutely. Because once you start, like, oh, that looks great. And then you start looking for other things. What else can I do this on?
All right. That's good stuff there. Small projects that snowballed into something greater.
Hashtag relatable. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. It started for me with just replacing the diffuser on a kitchen light and then replacing the actual light fixture. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at renovating the entire kitchen.
Countertops, yeah. Flooring. Why not? Why stop there?
Missy texted in and said, we lived in an old house in the Highlands when I was young. My mom was sure that there was a fireplace that had been covered behind a wall, right?
Uh-huh.
So when my dad was out of town on business, she took a sledgehammer to the wall and uncovered it.
Oh, wow. See, that is a way to get some things done.
Yeah, pricey renovation and to redo it and bring it up to code. But, yep, and then Courtney bought a new couch for the basement. Where the basement door is situated in the hallway, there's a bathroom right across from the basement door. The couch ended up being too big to fit into the hallway, so we couldn't get it laid down enough to get down into the basement. So we thought, well, if we just took the door casings off, it would fit. But as soon as we got into that, we realized there were headers holding up the house, so we couldn't cut into those. So what we ended up having to do was tear down the entire wall for the bathroom, take out the toilet, take out the sink, the couch vertically into the bathroom, and then pull it from the bottom to get it down the stairs. So we ended up completely renovating the bathroom to get the couch into the basement.
Listen, that must have been a really good couch. There's something to be said about, listen, the couch is a non-negotiable. So we're making it work.
Shoot.
We're making it work.
And if,
I don't care if we have to like tear down the whole house and rebuild it around this couch.
That's
this
right.
This couch is staying here.
That is great.
That's fantastic.
It's
great.
It's like, and you know, when you're in that moment, it just snowballs and it just continues to be like, oh my gosh, okay, now there's this.
And you
now
justify it.
Yeah.
You just justify it along the way. It's like, well,
you're like, well, we've gone this far.
Yep.
We might as well get the couch into the freaking basement.
We're not taking the couch back. That's not an option. We're going to make this work.
I know. We can't get the couch out now.
Yep, exactly.
Oh my gosh. We are living here until we die. Oh, that's great. Thank you for this story. Whoa. That was funny. All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
Prepare for your face to be melted.
My face to be melted.
With cuteness from this mom and her toddler daughter who are just, you know, in the bathroom. They're kind of getting ready. Mom is doing her hair, and they're having a little conversation about kindness.
Okay.
Maybe I should not be sad at school so you don't be so a little sad at all.
Mom, I'm not responsible for mommy's feelings, okay?
Yeah.
Just your own. It's nice for you to be concerned about my feelings. I really appreciate that.
But I am.
I know you are.
I like being concerned because I like caring about you.
You do?
Oh my God.
I do.
You show that and express that very well.
That's how you split the walls.
I love that. You know what we can do?
What?
We can try and be brave and happy together.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's really cute.
Okay, that's a good idea. She's like, I like caring about you and being concerned about you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you express the woods. She's just so adorable. And she's just like, well, maybe if I am happy and brave at school, then mommy can be happy and brave. And mommy's all like, you're not responsible for mom's feelings, but
right.
I like being responsible and concerned about your feelings, mommy. Like, she is doing something right. This little girl
That's
is precious.
Cute.
And then at the end, the way that she appreciates and loves what her mom did with her hair, they put a little flower in it. She's just like, oh, that is just perfect. Just, okay. So you can see the video. Show it to all your kids and say, this is how you appreciate mommy.
There you go.
It's really cute at WDJX.com.
Got this DM from Tammy.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, what do you think about bringing kids on first dates?
Go on.
Out the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my logic is this. If a guy can't get along with my son, he's not worth dating.
Mm-hmm.
Being a single mother makes it really hard to date and find the right kind of guy.
Sure.
So what I've done with two different guys now is tried bringing my 3-year-old son on our first date to see if they hit it off.
Okay.
If there's no connection there's no future for us. The first guy, I didn't mention this to, and just brought him.
Oh.
I never heard from him again.
Oh.
The second guy, I warned, and he seemed fine with it.
Okay.
And then just sort of disappeared after a few dates.
Oh.
My friends say bringing my son is crazy. So I'm wondering what other people think about it and how they would handle introducing my son to these guys.
Oh, wow. Okay, Tammy.
Like I said, be gentle. Easy, maybe, easy, easy.
Maybe if all of your friends are saying the same thing, then maybe you should listen to
they've got a point.
Some suggestions where, you know, hey, how, and when you think about it, all right, if you're going to a restaurant, right, how boring is it for a kid to sit at a grown-up's restaurant?
A three-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, they want to go to a place like a Chick-fil-A or a McDonald's or someplace that's got a play area where they can be distracted and they can have food that they enjoy and stuff like that.
Yes, and now I know there's so many people that are chiming in already with just the fact that this can be immensely confusing mm-hmm. for your son,
mm-hmm.
especially if you start parading him in front of lots of first dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what if you start dating someone and then they realize, I'm out. And then
okay.
the kid starts getting attached. Like, I think most single dating parents will tell you, you need to wait until you know the relationship is on solid ground and has potential for a future before you even consider introducing your son to them.
Am I wrong in thinking that it's not going to do irreparable damage to a three-year-old? Because I feel like a three-year-old, you're still young enough where it's like, they're not going to know or care. Now, if this person was, you know, six, seven, 8 years old.
Enough to remember.
Yeah, maybe that's a little bit more detrimental long-term. But let me just be the devil's advocate and say, I don't know if a three-year-old is going to have long-lasting memories of, wow, there were a lot of men that my mom went through and saw and I was introduced to.
Okay, but still, you need to be able to allow the guy to get to know you, because your relationship really is going to be what needs to have a solid foundation before we figure out if all the other factors that are attached to you.
That is
and
true.
And you can do that by talking about your son.
That is
them.
True. That is
you,
true.
You tell them you're a single mom and all the things about, and if they decide from that point, okay, am I interested in dating a single mom? And hopefully you are upfront with that at the very beginning, even before you agree to meet on a date.
Now, I agree with that. I'm just wanting to maybe take away the argument that, oh, it's going to irreparably damage the kid.
I don't think we take away that argument completely.
All right.
I feel like you need to figure out the relationship first, figure out if that's going to have legs to begin with, because if not, that piece doesn't even matter.
Okay, so basically, hey, I think everybody is kind of saying the same thing, and look, let's not bring and introduce the kid to these people, because now, to be fair to your date, like your date needs to get to know you and like
yes.
what you said, Kelly.
Yes.
Just needs to understand and make sure that there's a vibe and a connection with you, the person, before any sort of kids or offspring are introduced into the fold.
Can I just tell you, hey, Tammy? In the 30 minutes that this has been posted on Facebook, there mm-hmm. are over 51 comments.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of different things that you can read through that might, you know, just again, offer that advice from maybe others who have walked down this path before.
Okay.
That can offer wisdom.
All right. So I don't know if we have to keep circling the boat on Tammy, because I feel like we're all kind of saying the same thing. But Tammy, yeah, check out the Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can kind of see what a lot of people are suggesting. But I would like to hear, what wild thing did you experience on maybe a first date? Maybe it was a kid.
it was their parent.
Maybe it was their parent. Who knows?
Yep.
All right. Anyways, we'll get to some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you have anything to relate or follow up or a story involving like Tammy's situation. Maybe you were one of the guys that she brought the kid to and you want to tell your side of the story. I don't know. You feel free. 502-795-1997 is our number. First dates can be interesting, especially if, like Tammy, our listener, you bring along a kid.
A three-year-old. Yeah. It can be a little difficult when you're trying to get to know a person.
Chana texted us and said, worst first date experience, a guy brought out tarot cards, wanted to see if our signs aligned.
Oh, no.
And wanted to show me YouTube videos on astrology.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a lot of sharing.
Okay, well I mean, Chana, he's just trying to, again, see if you guys are vibing.
Right, if you're compatible and have the same interests.
And then followed up with, oh, yeah, I can't pay for our dinner. It's on you this time.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's bold. Wow. That's bold.
Yeah.
That's bold. Yeah, it
probably didn't go out again.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. And just again, a lot of people are just reiterating, not a great idea to bring a child on a first date. And Elizabeth says, my brother has three kids, and he waits at least 6 months, if not more, to introduce them to a girl he's dating. You got to wait a long enough time to introduce your child to the person you're dating. Can't just throw that out there at the jump. So, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Lisa messaged us, crazy first date. Well, we got arrested together. First time I met his parents, too. That's all she said.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
What in the world did you get arrested for? I didn't know that piece of the story.
What a setup.
You can't just drop that bomb and leave.
Dave said, went to pick her up at her apartment. She came out with her mom and expected me to take her out for dinner, too.
Oh, yeah, no.
After some words back and forth, left and I had a nice meal alone.
Oh,
there wasn't a second date.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could have saw that coming.
What's worse, the kid or the mom?
I think the mom.
Really?
Yes, the mom. 1,000%. For sure. Mom should be able to pay. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. So we got a text from Jessica. One guy, first date. We went and met his parents. His mom took a picture of my license plate and me, quote, just in case her son went missing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That is right. Assuming things, Gina said. He asked if I wanted to go back to his house.
Oh.
Got there. He asked me to paint his kitchen cabinets. I left.
Hey, while you're here, grab a brush.
What the heck?
I got a fun project for us.
Wow.
On a first date. Tara said, within the first 30 seconds, dude told me how he cheated on his ex-wife, who he was still living with. After some weird back and forth where I learned that we had matched a few years ago, too, on social media, I said that I was leaving and he tried to flip it that I, quote, seemed triggered. Date was over in 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What? You seem triggered.
Hey,
you know what? We've matched on this dating app before.
Yeah, that's what a woman wants to hear. Are you triggered?
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Oh, my God, Rachel. Oh, my God, Rachel. My date peed his pants.
Oh, no.
Yep, a grown man peed his pants on her first date because he spent the whole time talking himself out of excusing himself to the restroom for fear of being rude.
What?
As if we all don't use the bathroom several times a day. Eventually, it was just too much, and he wet himself and then argued with me the next day when I said I didn't want to see him again. Wild.
Oh, wow. All right. Poor guy. Now listen, you know, you got to wait a few dates before you whip out the, hey, I peed my pants sort of bit on your date. I say that with experience, of course.
Right.
All right. Hey, thanks for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. You all probably are aware and maybe even play the popular New York Times game Wordle, right? You're at least aware of it?
I'm aware of it.
So they have a bunch of fun games. Strands, the mini crossword, the crossword puzzle. And they've got a game called Connections, which we have figured out how to do the radio version of Connections. And I want to introduce Jennifer to you, calling us from Prospect. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So, Jennifer, how familiar are you with these games?
Very. I try to play them every day.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Then you're going to slay this game.
Yes, it's kind of...
Let's hope so.
I know. You're nervous. I'm nervous. We're all nervous here, Jennifer. Jennifer's got red hair, drives a Highlander, is in legal services, and has been married 21 years.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. You guys can drink, finally.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, I typically ask Jennifer, how do you keep the magic alive, this spark flaming bright, shining bright?
Good conversation, spending quality time together, that kind of thing.
The occasional
quality time, yes, yeah. It's about quality time.
Quality time, the occasional grab and tickle, yeah, that sort of thing. Got to keep things fresh.
She's not going to admit that right now.
All right, that's fine. All right, so let's do it. So, Jennifer, as an example, the radio version of connections, we're going to give you four words. You're going to have to determine the connection between them. For example, and I like to give this, if I said Shelbyville, Bardstown, Lexington, Penile, you would say they're all roads in Louisville.
Of course she'd say that. She'd say that, yes.
Of course.
That would be the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so here we go. First one. Flip. Pay. Smart. I. Flip. Pay. Smart. I.
Oh, my gosh.
I got
Hey. Oh, Kelly, really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't even write the answers for her. So
yeah, no, I can't cheat.
No, yeah.
Dang it.
Flip.
Oh, I'm drawing a complete blank.
Flip, pay, smart.
You can tag me in.
I.
Put me in, coach.
All right, tag, Kelly.
Okay, types of phones.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
No.
Yeah.
Jennifer, is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Yes, yes, you are correct.
Goodness, I set myself up by saying I play this every day.
I know, right? All right, yes, it's types of phones. Flip phone, payphone, smartphone, iPhone.
Thanks,
all right.
Kelly. High
You're welcome. High five.
All right, next one.
High five.
Next one. Knights. Cardinals. Eagles. Falcons.
Okay, are those mascots?
Yeah, I'll give that to you. Mascots for colleges in Louisville.
Mascots. Yep, there you go.
Yes, well done. Well done.
Okay.
All right.
I redeemed a little bit.
You did. Last one. Flour, sugar, oil, yeast.
Ingredients for baking.
Baking, sure, I'll give you that. Baking or bread, I was going to.
Oh, nice.
Baking or bread.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Jennifer. We're going to hook you up with prizes. Hang out just a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. But congratulations on the longevity of your marriage. That's big. That's like 50 years in Hollywood. So
yes.
Well done.
You're doing something right, and you slayed the game.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And see, you know what?
Thanks for the help, Kelly. Yeah,
you're welcome. I just got you off to a start, and then you flew by yourself, little bird.
That's right. You know what?
Thank you.
You gave me validation that this bit actually has meaning. So
that's really what the most important
part is
that Ben gets validated.
I know.
People can play this game successfully.
Thank you very much. All right, Jennifer, you've been a great contestant. Hang on the line just a quick sec, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Oh, it's great. She was a star pupil.
Good stuff. Earlier in the show, we highlighted in our Setting the Bar segment a duo of influencers. They're identical twins. They kind of look like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, right? They were hired from a husband to tell his wife something, and I'll let them explain it.
What's up, Victoria? We just want to say that David loved you so much, but he doesn't love you anymore, and he wants to get a divorce. Separated.
Oh my god.
Is that a joke? That has to be a joke. Either that, or they are cool with the divorce. He thought it would be funny, take the sting out of it. But I need to know the backstory. We don't know the backstory, do we?
So I don't really know a worse way to break up with someone, but then along comes this other TikTok user going viral for her breakup story, and it involves a song, which we'll play for you coming up, at least a snippet of it coming up, and be thinking about maybe the worst way you got the axe. From
the bar is set pretty high already for these. I mean, out the gate, pretty high.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get to some of those coming up next. And then you'll hear her story on DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So this is actually from a TikTok user named Sprightly.
Okay.
It went viral after revealing her story of moving from L.A. to Texas for her boyfriend, only to be dumped with a note saying they were incompatible.
Oh.
After 3.5 years together, she returned to Florida to live with her mom, heartbroken and shocked.
So worth it for the love of your life that wants a future with you because he said so. So you spent a month waiting for this shoe to arrive, and then another month moving in and building furniture and stuff, and you're so happy.
So wait, this is the song that she wrote?
Song? Okay, all right, you just work out your feelings in music. A lot of artists do that.
Their situation.
Until he comes back from a family vacation, sits on your couch, which just arrived in the mail, and hands you a note that says we have nothing in common.
Oh, God.
We're incompatible. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
You can hear the angst. This is almost like Avril Lavigne, maybe. Alanis Morissette inspired,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You hear that a little bit?
You're
the inspirations
right.
in that? Yeah.
A little bit of that, maybe. Okay. I mean, do we want to hear the hook?
I do.
Okay.
How did I not know this? 3.5 years.
We were incompatible. All right, God. So that's how she, I mean, that is a rough way to go. When you
that is,
uproot.
To be handed a note after 3.5 years, you couldn't figure that out sooner that you're incompatible?
Well, I mean, not only that, to add, you know, salt to the wound, it's like she uprooted her life in a different city, and she moved for him, and then he turned around and broke up with her with a note.
Yeah, and sorry, we're just not compatible. Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, didn't a guy move here for you?
He did. And okay. a week after he moved here, he's like, let's just be friends.
Yeah, so, which is a little bit different. It wasn't like he moved and then you were like, yeah, see ya. And
yeah, no, he moved and then he decided, let's just be friends. And he was here for 4 months because he took like a temporary traveling physical therapy gig. And so he moved here. We had been dating long distance before that.
Yeah.
And then he moves here to just be friends and torture me for 4 months. It was fun. It was a fun time in my life. It was a fun time in my life.
Fun time. Yeah. So we would love to hear, like, looking back, what's the worst way that maybe you've either dumped someone or been dumped? And you're going to have to compete with this song.
I mean, bless her heart. She's working it out. She's working out her feelings in the music. It's not good music, but she's working it out.
And you're going to have to compete with this cameo.
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce.
I mean, what's happening? At least there's a little creativity in that one. Do they get creativity points?
Wait. Are you saying that's more creative
than... It's better than a note. He had spent money on it, right? You have to pay people for those cameos.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he probably figured, you know, the cost of the divorce, he's probably just, like, you know, rolling it into the cost of all of it, you know?
Yeah, probably. Oh, that would be adding insult to injury if he rolls it in and charges her for it. Like, you're going to have to pay for my lawyer and my cameo video I sent you.
All right, we want to hear your story, all right? 502-795-1997. Now, enough water under the bridge, enough time has passed. You can talk about it. We want to hear it, all right? We'll hear some of your stories and Amy, thank you. Already got a message from her. And Darren talks about being the dumpy. All right. I like that. I like that you're able to do that. All right. So we'll get a couple of those stories on coming up. Worst way you got dumped. Can you top the cameo, guys?
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce.
Or did you uproot your life, move states for a person who literally just handed you a note and said after 3 years, you know what? We're incompatible. And you
three
wrote
and a half years.
Yep. Uh-huh. And you wrote a song.
Okay, wow. Yeah, you could hear the feeling in that.
Yeah.
You really could.
Amy said, we were together for 3 years. Then in the last few months of it, he started a relationship with another girl. I'm talking a very serious relationship. One day I see him in public with this girl. I confront him. He literally pretended that I was a stranger and that he didn't know who I was or what I was talking about.
Oh my gosh.
LOL. Imagine. She must have believed that I actually was just some crazy stranger because they got married not long after.
Oh, wow.
That.
3 years and he just ignores you like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's crazy, wow. Crazy person there. That's crazy.
That's got to be tough to get over, that is Amy, crazy. My goodness.
Yeah.
Blake, the worst way I've ever broken up with someone was at age 16.
Aw.
Never had a girlfriend before.
Okay.
Didn't have my license yet.
Okay.
Met her at the park after a couple of weeks of awkward dates.
Okay.
Broke up with her in person because I felt that's what real gentlemen did.
Yes.
But then I got on my bicycle and left.
Like ding, 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 ding.
I pedaled out of her life.
I just pedaled out of my life forever.
I commend you, though, Blake, for knowing you should do that in person.
Yes.
Bless your heart. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Darren said my ex-girlfriend hung up on me during a heated phone argument. I haven't seen or spoken to her in 9 years since then.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm assuming we're over. Also, I'm married now to someone else. So that should do it.
Yep, that should also go ahead and seal the deal.
That should be it.
I'm assuming we're over after 9 years.
I mean, just kind of still waiting. But
I'm guessing it's not going to work out.
I haven't heard from her since. That's so funny. Those are good stories. Thank you. All right.
That's good.
Yeah, we can look back on that now and go, you know what? All right.
Now we're in a space we can laugh.
Yeah, we can laugh now.
Yes.
All right. That is group therapy.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And guess what, Kelly?
What?
It's
what?
All
what?
For this lovely trophy right here in my hand.
She's a beaut.
All right.
Show the taped on label. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It has stood the test of time with that scotch tape.
You're right. I know.
That's good stuff.
Listen, no one wants to mess with it here at the station.
No,
absolutely. All right, you laugh, you lose. I believe losers go first. Was that me or you last?
I think that's still me.
Okay.
Because I'm hilarious.
Okay,
losers. And I've been taking myself out.
You know what? That doesn't say much.
That's a positive spin, right?
I guess.
It's a positive spin.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Went to an aquarium.
Okay.
Didn't stay long. Something fishy about that place.
Ah. You know, Kelly, people are usually shocked that I have a police record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why. They made pretty good music.
They did.
Roxanne.
Oh.
You don't have to put on the red light.
That's great. That's great. Oh, I'm going to let that slide, sir. I'm going to let that slide.
Thanks.
Otherwise, this would be the shortest episode at a minute 25 in. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I once submitted 10 puns to a joke competition.
Okay.
Really thought that many out of that, only one was sure to be a winner, right? Just one.
Yeah.
Sadly, no pun intended.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, it's hard to imagine some people actually like to collect old magazines.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They must have a lot of issues.
Did I tell you about my Papaw's collection of porn back in the day?
No, tell me about that.
Another day. Hey, Ben.
Okay.
What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
What?
Lady Baba.
Hey, Kelly, a buddy of mine wanted to marry his English teacher when she got out of jail.
Oh, wow.
I know. Unfortunately, you can't end a sentence with a proposition.
It's a grammar joke. That is...
intellectual, wow. Kelly.
Yeah, thinking man's joke. Yes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why can't a T-Rex clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're extinct.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the little arms.
See? It was a trick.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Hey, Kelly, why don't blind people bungee jump?
Why don't blind people bungee jump?
Scares their dogs.
Yes. 1,000%. They probably did not sign up for that. They can't sign the waiver either. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
How many apples grow on apple trees?
How many?
All of them.
Another thinking man's joke, obviously.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, I bought shoes from a drug dealer.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what he laced them with.
Yeah.
But I've been tripping all day.
Kept tripping on them. Yep. Hey, Ben. How many stormtroopers does it take to change a light bulb?
One.
Actually, no.
Oh.
None. Oh. They're all on the dark side.
Oh. This is you laugh, you lose. Mm-hmm. Kelly, yesterday I really couldn't figure out whether someone was waving at me or the person behind me. I know.
Uh-huh.
It was awkward, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I lost my job as a lifeguard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Learn that
now. What did
now.
The alien say to the landscaper?
What?
What did the alien say to the landscaper? Take me to your weeder.
Hey. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Snake walks into a bar.
A snake walks into a bar?
Yeah, okay. Bartender asks, how?
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Oh, that's the joke?
Yes.
Oh, that's the joke.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Got more where that came from.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
My boss said dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Oh, okay.
So I went in as Batman.
Ah. Did you get it?
Nope.
Ah. Kelly, a blind man walks into a bar. And a chair.
Yeah.
And a table.
Yeah.
Wow. And the wall.
Wow. Hey, Ben.
What?
You know you don't need a parachute to go skydiving?
You don't.
You need one to go skydiving twice.
Ah, technicalities.
Yeah.
Kelly, two whales are at a bar.
Two whales yeah. are at a bar.
Yeah.
Did the bartender ask how?
Listen, one turns to the other and says,
yeah.
The other whale looks at him and says, give me your keys, Frank. You've had too much.
Yes, 1,000%. We could all tell that, right? We could all tell that. That's a good, good, good whale impersonation.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Why should you never take sides in an argument at the dinner table?
Why?
Well, it's a trick question. It's a perfect time to take sides because no one's paying attention. Bring Tupperware.
Oh, got it.
You're taking side dishes.
Kelly, what do you call ghost boobies?
What do you call them? You call them boobies, right? Boobies? Boobies?
I didn't even have to hit the punchline on that one. No.
What do you call them?
You call them paranormal entities. All right, I'll take the trophy.
I'm not sure it's gonna incorporate boobies.
I'll take the trophy.
You can call them boobies.
Yeah.
You can call them boobies.
You laugh, you lose.
Dang it! I'm never gonna win this game again.
And that's fine with me. 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 EJX. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Remember yesterday we were telling you about this crime syndicate in Canada targeting butter of all things, right?
They're like seven thieves, like all stealing butter.
Butter. Butter, yeah. Well, today we have another Canadian crime syndicate. and another random set of thefts. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing golf carts from more than a dozen golf courses, you're doing okay.
Wow. Are they literally just driving them away?
Yeah. Well, okay. So check this out. More than a dozen courses were hit. Police found 18 golf courses. Golf carts valued at around $200,000 total. As part of this, like, wild golf cart crime ring.
Looked like one person would put the cart in neutral and push it out, and then the other one would get the other cart started. Well, you have that violation feeling, and then you have that anger or sadness.
To move one golf cart, some guy can do that with a pickup truck. To move six golf carts, you need a flatbed. You need to be working as a team.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah. They were just kind of talking about how, you know, obviously this is a group of people that are targeting all these golf courses, taking the golf carts.
And wow.
It's like, what do you do with golf carts? Are you like selling them to like a retirement community or something? I don't know.
I was going to say, do they have VIN numbers like real vehicles? I feel like they do.
Well, you have a golf cart, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I think it's got a VIN number.
All right. All right.
I do know we have one where the key only fits our golf cart. I think there are other golf carts where they're easier to steal because multiple keys can fit.
Well, first a butter crime syndicate in Canada, now a golf cart crime syndicate in Canada. What's next, Canada?
They better get their ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing golf carts from more than a dozen golf courses, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Coming up next, there is a mountain lion that Louisville commuters will have to deal with.
A mountain lion on the highways?
Coming next, DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So according to the Louisville Reddit page, there is a mountain lion wandering the streets near the I-65 North Ramp on East Liberty Street.
When was this posted?
10 hours ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, have the traffic reports incorporated any of that? Have anybody seen it?
Not yet. Well, okay. So there have been a couple people in the thread that have said, there were two. I almost hit one of them. I'll have to see if my dash cam caught it.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Police apparently have been notified and are on the lookout. But, you know, maybe be wary of the area if you're out walking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep. Sandy Brown, smooth coat, long tail, size of a large dog, a mountain lion in downtown Louisville.
Okay, well, that's not something you hear every day.
No, and the top comment, someone forgot to inform that cougar that Jim Porter's closed years ago.
Dang it.
Oh, shoot.
That was the place to be.
That's right, for cougars.
For cougars.
And pumas and all sorts of others. That's
Dang
right.
It. Where are the cougars hanging out nowadays?
Well, apparently near Liberty and the I-65 North Ramp. So, I know. Just kind of keep that in mind. Want you to all be safe.
This is a fluid situation.
That's right. We'll keep you updated on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. We were talking about awkward first dates earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And we got a message from Megan who said, I once went on a date where the guy said I looked better on Facebook. Then he decided to split the bill.
Oh, wow.
And not pick it up, but still went in for the kiss at the end of the night.
Oh, the audacity.
Yeah, she was like, I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah. Nope. Bye.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. I still like the dude that brought out the tarot cards and wanted to see if the signs aligned.
Yes.
And then wanted to show her YouTube videos of astrology.
I don't know if that's a great technique for a first date.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we had a lot of fun with that. And like I said at the start of the show, this was a very relationshipy sort of show.
It was. It was a little heavy in that department. Yeah. And listen, there was somebody that commented on the first DM that we had about Tammy taking her three-year-old on first dates.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this, like, what? Because I when I posted it on Facebook, I'm like, be gentle. And they're like, why did they put that? Well, when you read the comments, I think maybe you'll figure that out.
Oh, why did you put be gentle?
Yes.
When you're, oh, okay, got it.
Because our peanut gallery, when they comment on our issues, a lot of times they put the brutal in honesty. So it's just going to be like, hey, let's temper the brutal because I feel like you're all going to be on the same page with this. And yeah. Yes, somebody else commented, this is probably the first time I've seen everybody react the same way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we all knew what the right answer was.
Yeah, and like it's not a great idea.
You know, and maybe Tammy was just like tone deaf or deaf to the whole idea of the thing because, you know, she had it in her brain that, hey, this is how you figure out a guy's a keeper, right?
Right, exactly. If they get along with my son, son likes him, then yay.
Yeah.
But first date is not where we figure that out.
Yeah, so you can actually listen back to the entire thing on the podcast, WDJX.com. If you want to check out the YouTube page, we have a fun little video of how Kelly and I warm up the old vocal cords every morning.
It's completely accurate.
It is accurate. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can search that on YouTube and hit subscribe there.
And a big apology to anyone that has been texting us for the past couple of days and not getting a response. It's not that we don't want to. It's that we still physically can't. And I know a lot of people have been texting in some great stories, and I wish that we could respond. We're seeing them all. We just can't respond to let you know that.
There's something hung up in our system where we can't reply back to you right now, but we're trying to fix it. So
yes, but we can see everything you're sending, and we love and appreciate you all.
All right. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
Oh, have a great weekend.
Yes. Have a great weekend. Next week, we have Jelly Roll tickets for his show at Rupp Arena to give away all week.
And Horror Week.
Yes. Horror Week begins Monday. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Okay. Bye.